Our next guests have just started their Australian tour. They started in Melbourne last night, in fact, so we're very glad they've managed to rock up this morning. All up, they've sold around 20 million albums, and they've brought with them their latest and their fifth offering, Nimrod. Would you please welcome to the Recovery Studios from the US of A,
thank you
for coming in. G'day.
Thanks,
hey. Welcome back to Australia. Hi. Thanks for coming in today. Yeah. Very good to have you. Shut up! Hang on. You want to hear them speak? We must introduce yourselves. First, Trey Cool, Billy Joe Armstrong, and over here, Mike Dirt. That is Green Day. Your second visit to Australia, is that right?
That's right.
Well, good. It's good to have you back. What have you been doing since?
Second time awake this early.
I'm sorry. Isn't it? Hey, come on. Barbie's not into that.
Yeah, you're denying it for shower.
Not with Barbie.
There's a lot of things you can do with Barbie, baby.
No.
Come on, Barbie. Stop acting punk.
Wait till you punk things until the end so we can have an interview first. Excellent. What have you been doing since your last tour?
It's been a while. Just recording. We've been on tour like for about 6 months now.
Is that right?
No, it's about four and a half, five months actually.
But it seems like six.
Yeah.
We
play about 90 shows.
90 shows? That's pretty well. That's one a day or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Quite a bit. But no, we went home and after the Insomniac tour and just went home and wrote songs and
Got ready for the Nimrod. Had a few kids, all that kind of stuff.
No kids this time.
No, not this time. They're all
my daughter.
Oh, yeah, darling.
You got a kid, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well done, bro.
Mm-hmm. On your right.
Nice shooting, Ted.
Can I have it? We could give her away as a prize.
You won 20 years.
One hand over my shoulder. That's like Boyz II Men, a cappella. Nice. Back to 94. We'll go back to this album, which you kicked off my table before.
Thanks.
Zookie. A wonderful album. It must have been an extraordinary time for you.
I did it in Full Metal Bias Records.
That's right. Drink your milk. It must have been an extraordinary time when Zookie took you off. Suddenly 10 million people connected with your music and bought the album. And it was massive success and on the front of all the magazines and everything. How did that make you feel?
Like a brick shit house.
You can't say that.
It's live, baby.
It didn't suck.
It doesn't suck. Well, it must have affected your live shows. Were you getting massive crowds swelling in at this stage?
Well, I don't know. When it was happening, you don't really notice it because it just kind of is like one big fog or void or whatever. But I don't know. And then, like, looking back on it now is sort of, I don't know. It's really weird. And
in the past.
Yeah, it's in the past.
Did it mess with your head getting this massive success all of a sudden and it's there?
No, this ear in a jar messed with my head, though.
Do you like that?
Sure.
It's in snot.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Green Day would get that. That's kind of a scatological, snotty humor ear.
Snotty.
Big,
I don't know. I mean, yeah, everything kind of has an effect on you, but, you know.
Don't chuck my ear away! You can get off my set!
Everything surely has an effect.
It cost me $2, mate!
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every time, punk's fine. Let's have a little bit of a reminder of what Dookie was so enticing for. Like, this is a...
I'm gonna go.
with a something on my head, with a crown on my head, looking like a dickhead.
So which is a bad thing as well.
After Dookie came out, and then Insomniac, which is another fine album. Oh, I haven't got that anymore. And now the new and the fifth Nimrod. You had a bit of a break before Nimrod, though, didn't you, from touring and stuff? Why did you have that break? Was that just to get Nimrod together?
Yeah, we recorded about 50 songs or something.
50?
Yeah.
And then narrowed it down to 18, what?
Yeah, 18 with a lot of B-sides for,
singles.
Singles and all that hubbub-jub.
Oh, yeah. So 40 songs, you must write pretty fast. Does it take long to write a song?
Yeah, it all depends. It could take 5 minutes, it could take 3 years, we would basically come up with the melody and then go into the garage and just start to bang it out, so pretty simple stuff.
And it's out now. Nimrod is here with a few changes apparent on the album. You've hinted you could cut other styles on your previous albums, but never before this much. You've gone hard. You've got the strings, you've got the acoustic-y, ballad-y kind of songs, a bit of harmonica even. I noticed you were showing your proficiency on that.
Yeah, I only know how to play that one little part in Oh Susanna, so... about it.
Did you say and Oh Susanna?
And Oh Susanna.
That is Oh Susanna, isn't it?
Yeah, it was Oh.
All right.
The bangle on my knee.
Okay. I'm not confused. Don't worry.
With an eyebrow pierce.
The album's great, though. Tell us about some of the guests on it.
Petra Hayden from a band called That Dog
played. Is that the fiddle?
Yes, played the fiddle on it. We had Gabe and Steve from No Doubt play horn.
Horns from No Doubt? You all buddy-buddies there, are you?
Yeah.
We grow down. Yeah, Steve's from the same neighborhood we are.
Yeah, he's from El Cerrito.
Right. Your crown sucks. It's clashing with the green, I reckon, slightly.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Excellent. How come you gave given a money-back guarantee on Nimrod? Is that true?
That was the line of crap.
Is that a publicity stunt?
Yeah, publicity stunt.
No. Kids, if you don't like it in 3 years, apparently you can send it back to Mike and they'll just give you your money. There's a song on here called Platypus, I Hate You, inspired by our fauna here in Australia, no doubt?
Someone asked me last night, like, what's the deal with platypus, like, you know, why don't you like platypus? And I was like, I always wanted to name a song Platypus, and that song, the chorus is I Hate You, so that would have been boring if you just called I Hate You.
Yeah. Platypus is a good name for the song. You didn't print any of the words in the album, though. How come? Is that too rude?
We could recite some for you.
No, I don't think you can say that! Hey! That can't happen! It's all over. Oh, well, it's been good having Recovery on air, and I hope you can join Jim. That's very punk of you. But it's good to get a little bit punk, though, on Kids TV in the morning. I know, I asked for it, didn't I? It was awful. What are your plans for the rest of the year? Are they clean?
What's that?
What are your plans for the rest of the year?
Just tour.
We'll
probably be back here, maybe after the first of the year.
Nice. Really? And is it true you're doing some music for the new Godzilla film?
Hey!
Really? That's awesome! That's pretty good. Is that true?
Yeah.
Hey! If I'm lying.
Yeah.
You can't just do that. Do you mind?
We've got a tour going on.
Come on, it's live!
Alright, what should we play? What do you want to hear?
Platypus!
Oh my God, I'm turning down like my dad. Oh, no, I'm doing that about it.
guy, punk stuff. Few Green Day gigs. Few more to last night was in Melbourne, then they go to Canberra,
Sydney.
You
just got knocked the fuck out!
No, you can't say that anymore. We're gonna get taken up here more now. Sydney, Wollongong and Brisbane, they're so punk, we can't control them. Nothing to do with us. In fact, we're not gonna show their clip now because they did that. Instead, here's...